are another Wasted Podcast show number 133.
All right.
It is a lot of shows, and it's some people out there are going to be saying to themselves, 133? How is that possible? Because you, well, sorry.
It comes after 132.
It's true, but a lot of people will also go, you haven't been here for 4 weeks, or 3 weeks, and the last show I heard was 131.
Wait a minute.
Yes, there is a hidden show that will be released hopefully the same time this show is released. It's probably going to be about 20 minutes long.
Okay.
But it's still going to count as a show.
Wait, what's on this hidden show?
Adam called me. Adam called me and Sarah showed up and then we lost Adam and then, you know, it was a typical show.
Yeah.
Except it was a shorter version. So we did that. Hey, so Adam is not with us. Adam is literally on assignment for the next 3 months. He will not be with us for the next 3 months. Aaron.
Wait, why?
Adam will not be with us the next 3 months. He is teaching.
Sorry, Kentris is up.
He is teaching improv classes for 3 months. He is also.
Couldn't we work around him?
That's what I thought. Well, he's also. No, he's teaching them.
Yeah, so they can't. Doesn't he set the class schedule?
I get. Well, they're paying him.
But doesn't he set the class schedule?
He's also in a play, Lend Me a Tenor. And he's like the tenor that he's being lent.
I've got an alto.
So we're going to lend him a. We could have lent him an alto. But
or a baritone.
They're going with tenor.
Give him an altoid.
And then he's doing something else, which I can't remember what it is. Probably watching his child.
Ah, yeah.
So these are things that he is. That's keeping him occupied for the next 3 months.
That's a lot more pressure on us, Ryan.
It is.
Because if we're both on here, there's probably not.
Yeah, it's a lot more pressure for you guys.
There was a show last week?
To show up. No, there was not.
Okay, so.
I was going to be here last week, and somebody never texted me, so I just didn't show up.
No, let me finish
introducing. I forgot it was Monday.
Let me introduce the rest of the group here. So Adam's not here. Sitting in the part-time chair with the gravelly voice, we have Ryan O.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing, Ryan?
I am extremely tired.
Me too. We'll get into all that.
Yes.
On the celebrity couch, we have the bodacious redhead. How are you doing?
I'm good. That's really short.
Well,
you don't have to say the rest.
Yeah, the rest
of it. Used to it.
Real long. It was real long.
Used to it. It's okay.
There's the bodacious redhead, fine as fuck. That's all I remember. There was more.
There was totally.
There
more.
Was more. It went on. If that intern were still with us, he'd remember it and he would tell us.
Probably.
But that's why he's not here.
Moved on.
And
I have to do research.
Please go listen to show number 27. No. And on the celebrity couch, we have the ever crafty Sarah. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm tired too, guys.
Oh, fantastic.
I know.
You know what I forgot to do?
Press record.
I forgot to hit record. Yay! It's okay. The show is only in 2 minutes in, so we're fine.
Show number 133.
Show number 133. I'm pretty sure.
The podcast.
I'm sure it's show 133. I could be wrong. Because I just go, oops, movies. Why would I think
Well, I just downloaded 132.
Oh, then maybe it's 134.
Is it?
Hold on. So you downloaded 133. So it is. So I guess it's like one. That other show, maybe we'll consider it 133 and a half.
Right, okay.
Let's get rid of this. Okay. And maybe what I'll do is I'll tag it on the end of this show tonight. So whenever they download, whoever downloads this, we'll get that extra tag. Or no. Separate show entirely.
Whoa.
I've just made another decision.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make it's going to be a separate download. So more people can download things.
133 and a half.
133 and a half. I'm good for halves.
That's pretty cool.
So what were we just talking about?
Adam.
And why he can't be here. We talked about that already.
Yeah,
we covered it.
But that's what we were just talking about.
We were talking about Sarah being crafty as well.
We were talking about Sarah being crafty. We were talking about us being tired.
Yes.
My story is not nearly as important. Tonight I was up till... What, I worked till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Correct.
I got home at 4:30, we got to bed around 5, and had a fitful sleep. Sarah, will you be the judge of that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
A fitful sleep until about 8:30, when Millie had enough and she needed my attention.
Well, the sun's up, so she's going to be up.
Yeah,
so
phone battery died, so she'd played enough games, she couldn't hold her attention anymore. So, and Ryan, you were at work as I was leaving work.
Correct. I woke up at 2, was at work at 4, and I will be doing so again in about 6 hours.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I am not envious of your shifts.
Sucks for you guys.
It does.
I'm done by 12:30, so rock and roll.
Hoochie-coo. So we've been gone for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Things have happened in our lives.
Gone longer than that.
Well, and Aaron hasn't been here for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
And Ryan was here the last time, so I guess that's still 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So everything's still basically the same. But while we were gone, Sarah and I, the main reason we missed 2 weeks of that is because Sarah had a craft show in Hollywood.
Yeah.
California?
Hollywood. Florida.
Oh.
Florida. So Sarah, please let us know from your side, how did your craft show go?
I think it went really well. It was a lot of fun. I met a lot of people. There were a lot of people shopping. And my best seller was the little Millie dresses that I make, which I was kind of surprised.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. They're cute.
My big fancy Star Wars bag didn't sell that I thought for sure would sell. So many people looked at it, but no one bought it.
But your Star Trek bag sold.
I did
you
sell
had a Star
my Star Trek,
Trek bag?
I did. I did.
Cool.
I did. There was a lady with a piece of paper, and she was looking at it, and I said, or I think Dave said.
I said, don't take credit for my sale.
He said, you have a list. And she said, yeah, I've got a list of people that I have to buy stuff for. And I went up and talked to her. I said, well, what's on your list? Who do you have to shop for? And she goes, well, I need something Star Trek. I see a lot of Star Wars stuff, but I need something Star Trek. And I was like, I have the bag for you.
She didn't even ask if it was for a boy or a girl. She said, I got the perfect thing for you.
So,
buy this purse.
It was a lot of fun.
He's a 12-year-old boy. Buy this purse.
It's a satchel.
It's a man bag.
Very cool.
So it was a lot of fun setting it up, and I like to do that whole, like, mishmash array, like, shabby chic looking stuff. And
shabby chic.
So, it was a lot of fun. I got to
these
do all,
are all
of that.
Words I don't know.
I know. Sorry, this is for the crafted peeps out there. Woo!
Yeah, Sarah's supposed to have a crafty section of our show for the past 3 years. So this is, let her talk. This
okay.
Is
okay. All right.
And in case there's anyone listening live to us tonight and they want to call in, AWOA Podcast on the Skype line. If you have Skype, you can call us in. AWOA Podcast. Skype it up, because Adam is on. I was about to say maternity leave.
Pretty much.
Adam's on leave, so you can use his line.
So,
it was
you sold a Star Trek bag.
I did. I sold a Star Trek bag. I sold a couple of my Doctor Who bags. Met a lot of people. A girl that made a whole bunch of those like big rockabilly bows and stuff. And the lady
those are popular. I see them all over the social medias.
Yes, she did. I bought a little Monsters Incorporated or Monsters Inc. one for Millie. It's cute. But she had like Games of Thrones. She had Walking Dead bows. She had
Walking Dead bows. All
of this stuff. She had. What did she have? What were the Martians from Doctor Who? What are they called? The Silence or something?
Did she have the Silence?
Yeah.
The Martians.
Yeah, that's just that they're the Martians.
Well, it's okay. If you saw it, you wouldn't remember it.
That's true.
That's right.
Because they were confessionaries, right? They took your confession.
Yeah.
And then you'd forget it that you told somebody.
But it was cool. They had
good
bands there. And so there was live music. Not on Saturday, but on Sunday they had live music. They had...
Is it Odd Duck Bazaar?
Yes.
Odd Duck. Happens every year in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. Hollywood was nice, too. It was kind of neat to drive around there.
So by live music, do you mean there was just some dude with a guitar?
You would have thought.
Okay.
But there was at least the first band, it was a guitar player who was singing, and a drummer, and a stand-up bass, and a trombone player.
Yeah.
So they were called, like, Lisa something and the Ribbons? That'd be a cool name.
Maybe. And then the other one, there was a girl singer. But with the... First band, they were kind of rockabilly, kind of, what would you call them? I don't remember.
I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it's like a folk band with a trombone.
So I'm listening, and I'm the first song they're warming up to, and I'm like, this sounds familiar. And all of a sudden, it's like, they're singing Highway to Hell. This is AC/DC. And then they sang, Saturday Night Fever at one point, all in country rockabilly. I'm like, what? So that was, it was fun. But my experience with the craft show was polar opposite than Sarah's.
So it wasn't crafty?
You hated it?
I woke up the morning to drive to Hollywood, Florida.
Uh-huh. Okay, now guys, let's just set this up. let's just set this up. We, you know, I've known that I'm going to be doing this craft show for, I mean, how
a very long?
Long like,
time.
Yeah, like a couple months. And we have a hotel room. Dave, it's just me and Dave the weekend. First weekend without Miliana, you know. And I knew it'd be stressful and I knew it'd be a lot of work. But it was also like, freedom.
Freedom. Yes, this was our getaway.
We kept talking about like, oh, it's going to be so much fun. We get to go. We'll go out for a nice dinner on Saturday night or Friday night. Ooh. Or Saturday night. And we'll find a nice seafood restaurant. We can walk along the beach. It'll be so great. Oh, isn't this going to be wonderful? We're going to have so much fun. And then, like, we have to leave here on Saturday morning because we got to be there to set up by 10 or 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, the show started at 12.
And so we have to, it's like a three and a half hour drive. So we've got to leave at least by 6.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah. No, like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I woke up with the stomach flu.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That sounds lovely.
I didn't know exactly at the time what it was. I had been fighting being sick from the day before, and I wasn't exactly, I thought it was allergies. I was convinced it was allergies. But once we started driving, I realized that this was not allergies anymore. This was coming from two different locations, and it was not going to be a good time. And we had to stop at every rest stop along the way.
Yeah.
I did at one point offer myself as tribute. And I said, listen, leave me here at this rest stop.
At the, like, you know, like the toll booth.
We're in Yeehaw Junction or something.
That's not even that far.
It's not.
No. We got to like the first rest stop along the way, along the turnpike. And Dave was like, how far away does my mom live from here?
Yeah. I'm like, listen. Because I went to the bathroom, and I was fortunate enough to get the handicap stall. No, not the handicap, the family bathroom.
Okay.
So I had it all to myself as I was sprawled out on the floor.
Oh,
and all I came up with this plan of if Sarah just left me here, and if I called my parents who lived about an hour away, they could pick me up and take me home, and she can.
Thank you for not even thinking of calling me.
Oh no,
I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I was
more than a half hour away. Dude.
I wasn't going to call any of my friends. I wouldn't know. So, but Sarah's like, no, we can do this.
No, I did not say that. I was like, are you, like, what? You just tell me what you need to do.
I need to be
because I'm thinking, oh my God, I just have to get there. I have to get there to this show.
So I get back in the car and we drive, and the best part of dry heaving is that for some reason I can't just dry heave. It's all screen dry heaving, so that's fun.
God, it's awful. It's so awful, you guys.
Ah!
It's terrible. Awful when I'm in another room and he's in the bathroom but in the same car.
Oh no.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. And there's like an SUV coming alongside.
He's like pounding on the dashboard.
I just wanted something to happen.
Oh my gosh.
You poor bastard.
Oh, it was terrible. So, but we get there with plenty of time. And I pulled it together, and I was like, okay, what do we need? What are we going to do? And I got all of Sarah's stuff in there. We got everything set up. And then we were in this big multi-purpose center, and I'm like, I'm going to go sit down. So I went outside and sat down, and I sat down probably for about an hour outside. For some reason, I don't know why I sat outside in like the 100-degree heat, and I thought maybe I could sweat it out. I couldn't sweat it out. I did find a private bathroom so I could lay on the floor. And I went. I finally went inside.
Sounds sanitary.
Just not be sick enough to lay on a public bathroom floor. I don't think so.
Yes, you could. I finally went into the lobby where the people bought the tickets and stuff. There were chairs there and television that was playing. What was it playing?
Wasn't it playing like Law and Order?
It was playing Law and Order for the longest time, but before that it was playing In the Heat of the Night.
Oh.
What a terrible show that is. Anyway, so I clutch my credentials in my hands.
Because we got little lanyards.
And said, I'm with the band. And I sat there and I closed my eyes and I just hoped that no one would kick me out for being a homeless vagrant. and I woke up like an hour and a half later. There's a cop sitting right across from me, but he's like on his iPhone or whatever. And I went, I'm back to sleep. And I woke up and I felt a little better. And we were able to get some McDonald's for dinner.
Yeah.
And then go to our...
That's going to make you feel better.
I just ate some French fries. That's
he did not eat anything. Because he was like... We walked to this... There was this like little restaurant. I mean, it was just like a little eatery place. And Dave was just like, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm like, well, I don't want to
spend $12 and not eat what I was going to get. And that, while I was there at the event, I was, of course, WebMDing what disease I had. And that's when I finally figured,
always good.
When I figured out that I had...
you're dying.
It was a stomach flu. It was a stomach
flu. You were pregnant.
Well, I said that I possibly took the test. It was clean.
Oh.
But I had posted on Facebook that I was feeling really sick. And it was someone who I used to work with at Schmee World. She posted, oh, I just got over the stomach flu. It's terrible. I'm like, I wonder if it's stomach flu. I looked up the symptoms. Yep. Well, that's it. So I thought, I should go to Walgreens. And I looked up Walgreens on the phone. It was a 10-minute walk. I'm like, 10-minute walk's not bad. I could do that. Mm-hmm. And every time I walked outside, it was like, nope. And I walked back inside and sat back down. Like, nope. I'm like, couldn't you driven people ask? Yeah, but I would have had to walk all the way to the car, and that was too far.
It's probably more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was a drag. So we got this nice hotel room. Sarah saw two dudes spooning or something.
In your hotel room?
Oh, yeah. No, we walked past the windows, and, like, the windows were open. And someone was giving someone else a massage.
Oh.
That's what we saw. So we stopped and watched.
We knocked on the window. And he's like... But
it was a little like hotel owned by.
We made it. I wanted to make a bet before we went in. I'm like, because every time we go to one of these hotels that are owned, like privately owned hotels, in my history, it's always been owned by Indians. My friend Brajul, whose family owns a hotel, is proof of that. They're Indians. So we drive up and
you're basing all your facts on one incident.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Okay.
When we stopped on the way home from Virginia, the hotel was over India. Anyway, so we pull up and I see all these trinkets and idols in the window in the background. I'm like, uh oh, I'm gonna be right. This is gonna be Indian. We walk in and they were not Indian. They were Polish.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was very refreshing.
If just only you knew somebody that worked at, you know, hotels where you wouldn't have to stay at little Indian hotels.
I thought we had to pretend that we were your sister.
No, not anymore. Not when I'm in charge.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. So we'll have to remember that.
Sarah's birthday's coming up.
Yeah. What?
It's true.
So,
anyways. So we slept.
Yeah.
That night.
It was a cute little like studio apartment hotel thing.
It was. We met an older couple who we were forced to sit with for our continental breakfast.
Forced to quote sit with.
That's what I told them.
No.
I so badly wanted to tell them that we were swingers. Sarah would not let me. I'm wearing a Deadpool T-shirt.
Yes, okay? I saw the lady kind of like. Like, kind of looking at it, like, what?
And it wasn't your typical... I mean, if anyone knows the character Deadpool, you know, it kind of... The logo almost looks like two eyes, like the way it is. But
so you were kind of, like, pretending that it was, like, really close together boobs then?
No, well, this particular logo is when he died, so it was two bloody eyes. Like, it was just big red blobs of blood.
Big red eyes dripping blood.
That's kind of awesome.
And this old couple was just staring at me and looking at this shirt. I didn't even realize what I was wearing, but I wanted to be hip for the show, so I busted this out because I can't wear it around this one over here.
Yeah.
She won't appreciate it.
I don't appreciate it.
I've got a shirt from Supernatural. It's the Winchester Boys Highway to Hell tour, and you can't have any of most of those words around kids.
Exactly. No. Not when you're running a daycare. But... yeah, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so they're here for a month. They stay at this place for a month, and they say they come there every year, and they stay for a month.
Yeah.
They're from up north.
I'm getting scammed call right now, if anybody wants it.
No,
a scammed
you.
Call?
Yeah.
We want to take it on the air?
Can you call our Skype line, actually?
AWA podcast.
Okay. Did you just look up to see that it was a scam?
I did on the way here. They've already called me twice.
Don't answer it.
That's a bummer.
They're going to tell me that I've won a trip, but they're going to ask for my credit card number.
Oh.
I'm getting calls from my pseudo insurance company saying you need to lose weight. So, yay.
That's our own company telling you we need to lose weight. Like, listen,
really?
Listen, yeah. Fatty, you need to lose weight.
Oh.
Yeah, they stopped. They stopped calling me. I didn't sign up for that this time.
They called me 9 times. Or, every time it's like, Mr. O'Neill, please call us back as soon as possible. I'm like, okay, looking up the number, healthcare, looking up reasons. They want to tell you that you're fat and lose weight. I'm like, okay, great.
Thank you.
My self-esteem cannot handle that today. Thank you very much.
I don't maybe like next 30 week. Pounds, but sheesh.
I need to lose 10 pounds. We haven't started our Ninja Warrior training.
No, we need to get on that for next year.
Now for next year, yeah, because the tryouts have already started for this year.
Okay.
I found a friend of mine posted on their Facebook page. There's a group, and I can't remember where they are. I'd have to look it up. But they're in the United States. They're building their own Ninja Warrior obstacles.
Thing. Okay.
And they're letting people come and try them out for a very small fee. So
interesting. By very small, you mean $60?
No,
$70.
Like under $10. There was a challenge. Like if you could do all of them in the time limit, you only pay like $1 or something like that.
That's cool.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. But yeah, so that was our trip. The next day, I was fine. I had gotten some anti-sickness medicines, and I was good.
Some Pepto. Did you get the pink stuff?
Some Pepto. ate a couple foot long hot dogs. Everything stayed down. It was all good.
That's your test if you're feeling better. If I can eat a giant hot dog.
You know what? I'm a carny food fool. I cannot not eat carny hot dogs.
Just eat like 3 falafels.
It's like give me
elephant ears.
Yeah, I was gonna say give me an elephant ear and a hot dog, and I'm good to go. So I ate a couple hot dogs and it was fine. And I walked around the Odd Duck Bazaar and
you could have went to the front desk and asked for a sausage. For some Polish sausage. Thank you.
I'm sure they would have. They sent it up to the room. Do 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 do.
Does someone order a sausage?
That.
Oh yeah! It's time to get pumpkin here.
Sausage. AWAPodcast@gmail.com. You're listening.
All letters and concerns.
You're listening to AWOA Podcast. That's all. It's my drops.
The nighttime crew.
Oops, wrong one. I just turned Adam up. He's not even here. He's buying a couch, by the way, everyone, in case you're curious. Adam is buying a couch right now.
Is he really?
Yes, he's buying a couch with his daughter.
And that's why he can't
be. That's why he can't be on the show tonight.
Oh, what a punk. Wait till I get on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We should have Molly on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't have her on the show.
He's probably afraid of what we'll say.
Well, for good reason.
We could talk about his...
That's why I don't come half the time.
His manliness.
Aaron,
how that's
we've
going.
Been very good about talking about you.
Oh, he put on Facebook...
Wait,
Adam put on Facebook, because we had talked about how he had to do it 30 times.
Yeah, his vasectomy thing.
Uh-huh. Aaron, Adam had a vasectomy.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah. He decided that enough was enough.
Fair enough.
Was enough. And that he had to... after his surgery, and once he was healed enough, he had to...
Reach completion.
Reach completion. Was it 30 times?
I
yes,
thought it
by
was
himself.
30 times.
By himself in order to...
Wait, he decided that, or the doctor?
The
doctor.
He
no, he would have been like 5. I'm good, baby. Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Let's do this. Let's do this, St. Louis.
So 30 times.
So he posted something on Facebook. What was it?
He had posted 29 more to go, and somebody...
I saw that. I didn't know what it meant.
I just went gross, but his friend was like... I don't know. His friend was like, what are you talking about? And he said some BS about how he had like that many more shows to go on... why do I want to say Walking Bad?
Like
Breaking
Game of,
Bad.
Breaking Bad, yes.
I wanted to say liar.
You're touching yourself, you heathen.
And that's why the dinosaurs are extinct. Because
mm-hmm.
he touches himself. Mm-hmm.
But yes.
I thought that was funny, though, when I saw that 29 more to go.
Oh, I saw that, too. What did it say to what?
Now you do.
Now,
now
wish
you know
I
annoying's half the battle.
You know now.
I wish I didn't, too.
And I did, so I had to share it with you.
Thanks now, a lot.
Now we all know, again. So everyone out there, if you are friends with Adam, please send him a text. How many more? In fact, no, I can't. I was
don't
gonna
do
on,
it.
I was going to put it on his Facebook. Ryan's going to text. How many more?
Yep.
And he's probably going to be like, oh, I'm way past that.
Are you putting it on his Facebook?
No, I'm just going to text him.
Oh.
He's like, I'm way past that. He's probably going to he's like, I surpassed that in 3 days.
Two more. He's the... I'm trying to find his number. Anyways. So what's new, Aaron?
Yeah, so Aaron, while we were out and about doing our crafty shows and stuff, Sarah kept thinking about your upcoming nuptials.
Aww.
And I'm excited. Kept seeing things and, oh, we can do that, we can do that. And so we want to know what's the updates on the nuptials.
Well, we had a venue.
Yes, you were going to be married at the zoo.
The Tampa Zoo. Yes, and if you guys remember, I had strayed away from that. Strayed away. Because the woman was kind of rude.
Yes.
But then she said that I would need to find another venue if I didn't want a safari-themed wedding. So, okay, fair enough.
But she brought you back in.
She brought us back. And then, so March 15th, I said, hey, we're still looking at dates because we want to make sure the hotel rooms are cheap since everyone's going to be staying in hotel rooms pretty much. So are all the weekends going to be in a tent. Oh, that's fine. Fair enough. So I'm like, so are all the weekends of next year's March still available? And she said, yes, absolutely. Okay, that was March 15th. Very important.
Very important.
So a week later, I go and I email her the deposit, get everything going. And she goes, oh, March 7th is already booked. It's been booked since the 1st of March.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's not. You told me it was available last week. And she goes, yeah, so I can help you find hotel. Oh, I told her we already had hotel rooms booked. She goes, I can help you find hotel rooms. And I'm like, I work for a hotel. I don't really need your help with that. So then she looked me up on LinkedIn and requested me. Really? She's a sales manager, and I have a sales manager position posted right now.
Oh, jeez.
And I work in human resources.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, denied. Big time denied.
So she was trying to use you.
So I told her off.
Really?
I said, I do not want to work for somebody that cannot follow through on their job, that does not double check things, that treats their customers like this. You never wanted my business, and I don't want to give you my business.
Booyah.
Suck it.
All right.
I didn't say that.
Wow, that would have been great.
So now we're getting married at the Brevard Zoo.
The Brevard Zoo?
Brevard.
Where's that? How many zoos do we have in this state?
Right? There's like one. There's one in Sanford? I don't know. I feel like I'm really loud.
Sorry, I turned you off because you were talking.
Am I still talking?
Yes.
Yeah, there's. It's in like Melbourne.
Okay.
So it's like 40 minutes. We got there in right about 45 in the pouring rain on Tuesday.
Okay.
It ain't bad. And I have rooms reserved.
Excellent.
On the beach.
Excellent.
All of them facing the ocean.
Aww.
I know.
Wow.
That's all I've got. And I got a dress.
Our kids.
My belt's been shipped.
Your belt?
My belt.
Is it a leather snakeskin belt or?
Not this time. That was crocodile.
Sorry.
That's Adam's belt.
Should have kept it.
I should have.
Yes.
So,
speaking of Adam, he said five.
He's five away?
Yep.
Ooh. I hope he texts you in like 10 minutes and says four.
Ew, he's with Molly.
Oh, well, he's got to try out the new couch. Anyways. So excellent. So now we know we have a new location, a new venue, and of course now we've just told everyone where it's going to be and when it's going to be.
Come on down.
So come on down.
Bring it on. It's okay. I'm not paying for you.
Nobody listens. So excellent. I'm looking forward to this wedding.
To this one, unlike your own?
I can't look forward to that. I have to look back.
Don't you also have like a cruise trip coming?
Yeah. We do have a cruise coming up, yes. Yeah.
That's a wedding from what I hear.
It is a wedding. And I actually, because I changed my bid, I had to cancel a vacation day. Because now it's one of my days off.
Ooh, save vacation.
So when do we come back? Do we come back on Monday?
I don't know anything about this trip.
I was just thinking that I need to request.
I keep this card here handy. We come back on the 6th
for conversations like these.
Yes. Well, this is the only time we ever talk about this. We come back on the 6th. Ryan, you should come just for moral support. It's Monday.
If I had money, rock and roll, man.
If none of us have. It's a Monday, so I'm going to have to take off that Tuesday now. So hopefully that'll be possible.
Why?
Because I don't want to come back to work the day after coming back from a cruise.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to be working in the car on the way home.
Oh.
I'm going to have to find a way to close payroll
in the
on the cruise ship.
In the Humvee? Oh, on the cruise ship?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I'm going to get it off.
Is it going to cost you like $200?
Yeah, probably.
Just write it off.
I'm going to charge it to the hotel.
There you go.
That's what I do.
So, Ryan, what have you been up to? Anything?
Wait, I'm not dying.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes. I'm really sorry, Ryan.
I'm not
I tried.
Dying.
I tried.
I got a new doggy, too.
What?
Ooh. He's adorable.
What about your other dog?
I have him, too. His name's Wally.
Millie is totally asleep.
I know.
Wally?
Wally. No, after because we got him on my 1 year anniversary, so it's after Waldorf. That's his full name.
Uh huh.
Waldorf.
We have Louis and Waldorf.
Louis and
so
Waldorf.
We need Stadler next so they can just talk to each other.
I don't want another one. This is enough.
It's like kids.
I am done. We got him to entertain each other. Uh-huh. So they're good with that.
That's why Sarah wants to have another kid to entertain each other.
See? Let's get her a dog. Yeah. Let's get her a dog. You can borrow Wally.
Wally.
He's really cute.
That's all I'm going to do every time.
I almost
time.
Brought him. He's very calm.
You almost brought him?
Unlike Louie.
Louie is a big ball of energy.
He is.
They dog sat for me one night.
He did.
They said never again.
It wasn't as terrible except the sleeping arrangements.
Yeah. Oh.
He didn't like to sleep.
No.
Okay.
He didn't want to sleep alone.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
So I had to sleep.
He still doesn't.
So I had to sleep on the couch with my hand in the cage.
Oh. We're not that bad.
Oh,
he
well.
Just starts crying at like 4 a.m.
So I slept on the couch with my hand in the cage. He was cool. I was cool. Everything was fine.
Very cool.
Everything was cool. I used to do the same thing with Millie, so it's fine. When she was
in her
baby cage.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's cool.
I think of like the episode of Scrubs.
Yes.
When the janitor is like, it's a baby cage.
Yes.
What? I mean, it's with a dog. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, janitor.
Are you putting that on your list? Did we talk about the baby cage?
No, I just checked off Aaron Wedding.
Oh.
See, I wrote that down. I knew we were going to talk about it.
Cool.
And now he's going to write baby cage.
Adam's
countdown.
I'm going to cross off that we talked about the wedding and just write baby cage. And what? What?
That's fine.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. No worries.
Indeed.
Check out the episode. We talk about baby cages.
So can I move this over to Ryan now?
Yes, I'm done.
Ryan, oh.
Yes.
How? Yeah, mine is, no.
So over the past few weeks, I went on a trip.
Going on a trip on
yeah,
a rocket
to,
ship.
To Vero Beach.
Nice. With, look at it. Both of their heads turn at the exact same time.
Vero Beach.
So I went to Vero Beach with the girlfriend, uh-huh. And we went for a nice walk on the beach, uh-huh. Went to a lovely park, and then a couple moments afterwards, she became my fiance.
Oh. Aww.
I know, right?
Oh.
Turn the mic back on for that one. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's not good music. We'll play this.
That is so romantic. Oh, where are you going to get married?
So.
At the Bombard Zoo.
At the Sanford Zoo.
Yes. On like the 15th of March. No. We don't know. It's going to be at least a year and a half from now. So.
Yeah,
save the
it.
Dates.
Yeah.
It's Aaron good. And I can totally Pinterest.
Oh my gosh, we totally can.
Oh my God.
We probably already have it Pinterest.
And we already have my roommate is now going to be our wedding planner.
Oh, really?
Which
we
makes
can
more sense because she's
like us. Sarah and I just went into business together.
Okay.
We could totally outdo her.
Is it going to be
I don't want to plan my own.
You see her proposal and we'll come up with our own proposal.
I don't want to plan my own. I'm like, I'm totally
that's how
myself.
I felt. Is this going to be a Walking Dead wedding?
No.
A Captain America wedding?
Probably not.
Doctor Who wedding?
No, maybe a tiny bit of Batman.
A Babylon 5 wedding?
Oh, did you?
Well, I say Batman because if I have any input, I'd like to have something Batman in it.
You want the bat belt, don't you?
The bat
belt. My friend just got married.
I have the bat belt.
Had a Batman, like half Batman cake, half regular cake.
Oh, Jesus.
That's kind of cool.
We had a... Oh my God.
You know him.
I do?
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't remember that person.
Oh, never mind. You don't know him.
I vaguely, you know what? I vaguely recall, and I'm sure it's a great person.
So after the loveliness of Vero Beach, we had a fantastic weekend together.
Oh, good. And then we broke up. No.
We had to resize her ring. It was just a tiny bit big.
It happens.
It does.
Mine was three sizes too big.
Sarah's was too big.
It was a 5, and guys, she's a 4, that. So it's a really tiny finger.
Aww. He got mine as like a 7, and I'm a 4.5.
Okay.
Come on.
Sarah's was like a 4, but her fingers were like a 2. Yeah, I don't remember. It was teeny tiny. It kept sliding off. Well, congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I wish I had the wedding march, but I was planning on putting it in here. I forgot about it. Then we should, instead of going a different direction, we all want to go to Vero Beach, by the way. Sarah wants to go there for her birthday.
It was awesome. The waves were rocking.
Yeah.
And it just looked really cool.
I know. I liked Vero Beach a lot. I think that's been my favorite beach so far. The water was like just enough waves, but not too much. Like Cocoa Beach is like sometimes blows your.
I don't like the sand on Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
Which is true. It did. They're looking at the ring.
They are. At ring the ring now.
Actually,
as well.
Looking at the people laying down behind. He's not wearing any pants.
Wait a minute. What's happening? Did you get engaged at a nude beach?
Yes. I was not wearing pants. I was wearing shorts.
Sarah, when's your birthday?
May 18th.
I'm showing them this picture right here.
Oh.
I know, right?
Yeah. Or are you looking up hotel rooms?
Totally am. Totally am.
So I thought that resizing a ring would take like a week or
no,
something.
No, it takes 8 to 10 days.
Or 24 hours.
Whoa.
Oh. Where the hell did you go?
I went to Jared.
He went to Jared.
To resize the ring. Not to purchase the ring, but to resize the ring.
It's Jared.
I guess it would be the 18th to the
19th. Let me know they're all my paperwork here. Hold on. I'm trying to find my notes.
Sorry.
I'm organized.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm engaged.
Do you feel different?
Sorry. Yes.
I was going to ask.
It's interesting because I'm still at the point where it's like girlfriend, fiance, girly. So I just say girly. it's
I'm
the lady.
Sure she likes
my
that.
Lady.
I'm sure she loves that. Were you really nervous beforehand?
Oh no, I just didn't say yes.
Did you ask her dad's permission?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was a sensitive subject.
Oh.
But no.
Was he mad that you didn't?
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Uh-oh. That's okay. Adam didn't ask my dad's hand, and my brother got mad. My dad didn't care. My brother got mad. So we got engaged the end of September, and we went home at Christmas, and I made him ask.
Oh.
My dad's like, whatever, take her. Thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot, Dad.
I asked. Aww. I asked both of her parents.
Aww.
They both tried to talk me out of it. They said, you can do better, son. Like, no, I can't.
That's not nice.
And they're like, no, we just don't like you. We don't need no spics here. What?
What?
Wow. Why would they say that, Sarah?
I don't know. Because they're racist.
Damn
I tried to tell you.
Wow, Sarah's going along with it. I'm afraid now. No, they didn't say anything like that. They were all very happy, and then they bought Sarah a cookie jar.
Cookie. Cookie
Mazel tov.
A cookie jar.
Good times. Good times, great oldies. So, guys.
Yes.
That was great catching up. See you later.
Okay.
Shows.
Tune in next time for 144. You know what this song means?
I don't.
Oh. Did I win? Did
what?
I win?
Oh, we're
bowling?
Still bowling? I don't know what my team was.
The league has finished its.
That's why Dave was looking for his notes.
That's why I was looking for my notes. The league finished their finals. And this doesn't show me it either. Come on. Because I was over here. Where did Facebook go? Oops. Millie's choking on her own sandwiches.
Her own sandwiches?
So let's see. I was the Kingpins, and I was eliminated.
Wah, wah.
Adam was the Brooklyn Styles. He was eliminated. Ryan, you were the Motown. Why do I say Motown Phillies?
Because that's they're back again. The little East Coast blend. I was eliminated as well.
You were eliminated as well. I believe the final two teams that were playing against each other were the LAX. Oh, so that means Aaron, you were eliminated.
Oh,
the Hitmen were eliminated. The Atom Splitters versus the LAX. And Sarah had the LAX, and she left the room. But Sarah's team has won the cup.
Woohoo!
All right.
The Atom Splitters, owned by, what's his name, the Nerdist.
Chris Hartwig.
Chris Hartwig won the tournaments.
Woo.
So Sarah wins the pool. Everyone's got to give her a dollar.
Wait, what? I didn't agree to this.
It was not a gentleman's agreement.
We all have
not to, have a dollar.
Actually, we all have to give her $175. We all agree. Just give it to me, and we'll just call it even.
I will make it out to cash.
Hey, that's my middle name. So we have a completion for our bowling league. We don't actually have to keep following it.
Something new next.
But I think
go Tigers.
I do think baseball. I do believe that they're starting another tournament soon, and we will be able to continue to follow that. So congratulations, Sarah, wherever you are.
I'm so glad we picked bowling.
You know, it had celebrity owners.
Fair enough.
We can choose a professional soccer if he wants.
No.
Wow. there was the professional horseshoe.
Yes, yes. Curling.
And curling.
Curling.
But
I like curling. I watch the Olympics. I'm like, go, go, go. What? It can only go so
hurry hard,
fast.
Hurry hard, hurry hard.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, that's what they do. They hurry hard.
And that brings Adam to four.
Yeah. So let's see. Because of Ryan's good news, I had to move us to another positive thing. That was bowling. Now to the sad stories.
Oh, no.
While we were gone, there were plenty of celebrity deaths out there.
True story.
But none sadder than the lead singer of Gwar passed away.
Correct.
I believe his name is Dave Brocky. Mm-hmm. Odorous is his Gwar name. Is from Alien from Outer Space. Gwar.
He was a drummer, right?
He was a lead singer.
Okay.
I'm so sick of you. Many of a day in the summers of my high school youth were spent blaring the song and driving around. Good times. So, yes.
Did you paint your face and everything?
No, I was never that dedicated to doing anything.
Wearing spikes all over?
No, I had a leather jacket.
Okay.
No, it's right there. It's in there. It's all...
Ah, true story.
It's a true story. My biker jacket. And I wore combat boots and black jeans.
So hardcore, Dave.
And metal and heavy metal shirts. That was my uniform. So lead singer Gwar passed away at age of 50, everybody. Mm. Just so you know, hard booze living will kill you.
Bum to the ummer.
I know. We also lost Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, man.
That one I knew.
That one you knew?
Like 200 films or something?
He was acting since he was like
a baby.
Like 18 months old.
I remember there's a clip I saw recently on YouTube. It was with him and Jude Garland, and they were singing Good Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It was pretty cool.
That's all anybody knows. Yeah.
It's great to say like, good morning to you and you and you and
that's
you.
Just all I knew.
Okay.
Just me.
He was very old. So he goes on that list of people I thought were already dead.
Yeah.
Gotcha. His last movie is going to be Night at the Museum 3.
Did they make Night at the Museum 3?
Yes, and his parts are all filmed, so he's ready to go. And, well, he went.
Gone.
So.
He's ready to go, and he's just gone. Good for him?
That's the whole life through. Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning,
they decided to put them together because he was like the boy next door, and she was the ultimate, starlet at the time.
I hope I never live to be old enough to where when I do die, people are like, just now? What? I don't ever want that.
Well, I mean, will you ever be famous enough that it'll make a difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Owning a hotel chain.
I mean,
sure.
I already am now. From this show.
That's right.
Yeah, hell's yeah.
You guys will be like, oh.
Right, good morning to you. So, Mickey Rooney, dead at... Well, how old is he?
88?
No, like 93 or something like that. So, that happened. And you know what happened a few days after that?
Yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior, died.
Oh, yeah, the wrestler.
The wrestler. Like, 2 days after he was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame, he up and just dies.
He
ups and dies.
Sadness.
Well, he knew he could go.
He knew. He's like, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
That's all I can do.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. That's all I need. That's all I can. Take me away. Now, take me to Randy Macho Man.
Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan.
Randy, or Ultimate Warrior, come on.
You know, he actually changed his name to Warrior. Legally changed his name to Warrior.
That's crazy.
Well, he wanted to be known. The Ultimate Warrior.
Which makes you think, is that like, is there other Warriors?
Little Warriors? Jimmy
Warrior Warriors?
Jimmy and Ricky Warrior?
It's like Cher, it's just Warrior.
Oh, okay. It's the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
He wasn't on steroids at all. If you're looking at this picture.
Yeah. Didn't he wear a mask, too?
No, he painted his face.
Okay.
This guy was not on steroids,
I'm
gonna
have nightmares.
All right, well, sorry about that. So, deaths all around us, guys. Just remember, don't die.
Okay.
Done good so far.
Princess is pregnant again.
What?
The princess.
Which princess?
Kate? Yes.
No.
Kate Middleton?
She's preggers again.
Good for her.
That's
good
rumors.
For him, really. Because he's not an attractive dude. He gets to knock boots with that lady.
Yeah, man. Well, when you're going to be the king.
She's waiting. I'm just waiting. Waiting for death. All right.
So they should go over to the valley with all the wildebeests?
Yes. All right, let's see here.
All the pride will be loved to me.
It was U.S. Airways.
Yes. We'll hit that next. But now is time.
I'm not going to hit that.
I saw the picture.
No.
I had looked at it a few times. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Rhino with Geek News.
That's right, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. It's time for the Geek News. All sorts of awesomeness that's been happening. And we're going to start off with a little bit of Marvel news. And we're going to start off with some release dates that were given recently.
Yes.
There's a new Wolverine movie coming out March of 2017.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
What year is it now?
2014.
14, 15, 16, 17?
Yeah. So they have the new movie coming out, Days of Future Past, which one of the new trailers came out. Totally awesome. They released the first minute or so of one of the fight scenes at the MTV Movie Awards.
Nice.
Which I didn't know still existed.
Apparently it does.
And so that movie's coming, and then you have the X-Men Apocalypse movie.
Excellent.
Also done by Bryan Singer.
Yes.
So this will be his fourth X-Men movie. And they say it's going to feature Gambit and Nightcrawler.
Okay, we've had both of them in movies. Are they going to be recast?
I'm assuming they're going to be Horsemen and recast.
Oh, excellent.
So if anyone follows the Apocalypse storyline for the Four Horsemen of Death and stuff, so yeah, rock and roll. Fantastic Four 2 is going to come out, even though the first one hasn't come out.
With the Black... Human Torch?
Yeah, I'm thinking something about like stepbrother or half-brother or something.
It can't happen.
It's going to come out in 2017 as well.
Oh, my God.
And there's going to be another Fox Marvel project coming out in 2018.
Really?
Which is not going to be Doctor Strange.
Who else does Fox own?
Silver Surfer,
right.
Fantastic Four.
Right.
X-Men. So it's going to be any of the X-Men.
So it's got to be, it must be an X-Men property.
Because Sony owns Spider-Man at the moment.
Yes.
And Daredevil is now owned by Marvel again.
Yay!
Speaking of which, rumor has it Michael C. Hall may play Daredevil in the Netflix series.
Don't know who that is.
I think he was Dexter.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I...
Of course, I first thought of C. Thomas Howell when you said that name. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Not the same person.
Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver will, of course, be in The Avengers 2.
They're going to be in both, yes.
Yep, that's right, both movies coming out. Which is kind of weird, but...
Well, the other one is a different timeline. So.
Yes. And the Hulkbuster armor is said to be showing up in Avengers 2.
Okay.
Which means there's going to be a battle between Iron Man and the Hulk.
Sweet.
So moving over to the Star-Spangled Man with the plan, none other than Captain America.
I haven't seen it yet.
You have not seen it yet?
No.
Well, this is going to be a spoiler-free
I was just like, okay.
As we wait for the thing to kick in, because it's so lovely. There we go.
I have theme songs like this.
You did, but I stole it and gave it to Ryan because you didn't like it. And anyways, go on.
So Captain America 2 has come out and is still number one.
I thought it was beat out by Rio.
Let's find out. I'll let the music play.
I may watch this tonight. I tried to watch Pacific Rim, but then Millie came in the room. I have to say, what I had seen, I was not sold on. Anyone else with me? Anybody?
Never seen it.
No.
What movie?
Pacific Rim.
No, but I've heard decent things. Okay, I got it going up. Captain America is number one at 41.4 million this week.
Woo-hoo.
Rio, 39 million.
Oh, that's close for a crazy animated sequel.
It is. So far, Captain America has grossed 159 million. And there are rumors that it is the best Marvel movie to date.
And people don't like it.
I know, but it's got a lot of action. It's got a great storyline. The Falcon is awesome.
It's got a nice beach. You can dance to it.
That's right. And Nick Fury is the man.
He is the man. I'll be honest. I don't know why I'm being honest.
Okay,
no,
you can
honest.
Be whatever you like to be.
I did watch the...
Just don't be frank.
Let's be frank. I did watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last week's episode.
I have not seen that yet.
I'm going to go with it's a tie-in to what happens in Captain America.
That's what I hear.
So... It was pretty intense. It brought me back in, but the acting and the script was terrible.
Okay.
Like, I liked everything that happened.
Yes.
The
storyline's great.
Storyline's great. The forward motion was great, except for the words that were coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Were terrible. I could have written worse screenplays.
So it was more of an iceberg, whereas 10% was on the surface.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then it was good, and I'm more excited to see this Captain America.
Well, good news about Sam Jackson is that he's going to be in the series or the season finale.
Oh, good!
And they have been renewed for a second season. That's what the rumor is.
Thank gosh.
So switching over to DC news.
Oops.
With a little bit of Batman. So Batfleck is going under his training right now.
Oh my gosh.
Ben Affleck. He's getting his superhero body rocking and rolling with
you
it.
You call him Batfleck?
Yep, Batfleck as in Batman okay. Affleck.
Not to be confused with Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Niffleck.
Or Bennifer.
Rest in peace.
I know.
What?
Well, no, there's still Bennifer, just a different Bennifer.
This is true.
There's a new series coming out that I've been talking about for quite some time called Gotham. It's on Fox.
Yeah.
They got some dude to play Edward Nygma. So
oh.
The Riddler's going to be in it.
Nice. Hey, Sarah, by the way, you won the bowling. So.
Nice work.
Good job. You did good work.
I worked really hard.
You chose wisely.
There's a new animated feature coming out called The Son of Batman.
The Son of Batman?
Yes.
On the WB?
Well, no, it's an animated, like a animated film.
Oh.
And so, Son of Batman, you have your... You're Dick Grayson, who's Nightwing.
Yeah.
And then you had your Jason Todd.
Yeah.
And you had your Tim Drake. These are all just words. And you have Damian.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yes, yes.
So it's all about the son of Batman, who is Damian. So yeah, that's going to be cool. It's going to have Killer Croc, Ra's al Ghul, Deathstroke, Robin, and Nightwing. And speaking of Deathstroke, he's going to come back on Arrow.
You know, I saw a preview with him,
uh-huh.
And it was almost enough to make me want to watch the show, because it was Deathstroke.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
some cheap imitation.
Right, or a reimagining. It wasn't.
It was physically desperate.
It was. This was the guy. I'm like, holy crap.
He was Australian, one eye, yeah.
They you know, like when they redid X-Men, they redid everyone's costumes to be more realistic.
Correct.
And they, you know, they've revamped everyone's costume to be more realistic. This is the guy. This is crazy ninja costume. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And they're doing that with most of these characters. The first part of the first season of Arrow was very off the wall.
Mm.
And then when you get more and more into it, they started introducing these characters Deadshot and Barry Allen, and they're getting all these characters into it, and they're finally getting somewhere where all of us nerds can come together and enjoy it more.
Yeah.
So it's less for the viewers and more for the fans, if you know what I mean.
I'm this close, maybe this close to actually wanting to watch it. I may have to binge
check
watch
out
it.
Netflix.
I may have to binge watch it.
Yeah, and finally, the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I don't have it set. I was going to have that ready. Hold on. Hold on, because I still have the Ultimate Warrior theme set up.
We can talk about turtles. I like turtles.
How can you not like turtles? Everyone likes turtles.
Do you like turtles, Aaron?
Not really.
Okay.
What? How can you not like turtles? I can't even talk.
I like turtles.
I like that video. I like turtles.
Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go. We'll go with this song.
Cool.
Yes, Turtle News?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle trailer has just come out.
Yes.
And they look a lot better than I thought they were going to. They look less alien-y, but the turtles originally were like 5 foot tall, and now they're like 9 feet tall.
Wow. Yeah, they're giants. They're massive.
They're hulkish turtles.
Huh.
My favorite part of that preview was when, I don't remember which turtle it was, they were talking to, I'm assuming, I vaguely remember the preview. They're talking to, I'm going to guess, April O'Neil. And
with a Mikey and April?
Yeah, and he decided, he's like, hold on, let me take my mask off.
And he looks like Shrek?
Yeah, he's like, is this less frightening? I'm like, good lord, he's still a giant, it's a giant turtle now without a mask.
Rumor has it that Tony Shalhoub is going to voice Master Splinter.
Nice.
And I think Johnny Knoxville is Leonardo.
Nice.
So,
did they get Corey Feldman in there somehow? No?
I don't think so, but they should have.
They should have, because he was a turtle in the original movie. He should have been. He should be there somewhere.
Do you think they would announce that, or have that be a surprise?
That would probably be a surprise. That would be like a...
like a little like cameo?
Like a Stan Lee.
I just got a text from one of our listeners that says that he likes turtles.
He likes turtles. Excellent.
We have somebody, listeners?
Someone's
we
listening? AWOA podcast. You know what? Are they?
Dave just got so excited.
It's got their guests. That's why.
Oh.
They're a guest.
Oh, I didn't even sign it. I'm not even listening.
Well, it said for the longest time that there were three people in the room, and I knew one of them was me, and one of them is Producer Rob. Producer Rob's here. Everybody, let's give him a round of applause.
Woo!
Go, Producer Rob.
Rob's a very busy man. I don't know if everyone knows this. Rob's a musician.
He's like in 9 bands, right?
He's in 9 bands. He's in a band called Replay, where they play classic rock music with a flautist.
Oh. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, yeah. Really bothers me. I don't know why. hold on. Before we go into that, you need to wrap up your
oh, yes. So, moral of the story, Turtles, it's coming out. It should be okay. And that's all we have for this week's geek news.
When does it come out? Summer?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
summer.
With summer.
So Rob's in a band called Replay where they play classic rock with a flautist. They also double as a Beatles/Monkees cover band or tribute band.
Okay.
I don't remember what that band's called. It's probably called Last Train to Abbey Road or something like that. I don't know. If he's listening, he'll tell me. Then he's also a part-time bass player for a band called the Suburban Cowboys.
Ooh.
Where they're a country music band. And then he just joined another band, which is a 80s and 90s rock band called SRT. And they are Super Rock Tribute. Yeah!
All right!
Super Rock Tribute!
Do they play like Def Leppard? And...
You know, I didn't ask. He told me they did play one Poison song. They play Nothing But a Good Time, which is a fun song.
Hit it up! Good time.
So that's exciting. Last Train to Liverpool. Last Train to Liverpool.
Okay.
Rob, do they play, Producer Rob, do they play any, you guys play any Def Leppard? because that's near and dear to my heart. And Sarah,
what
would you mind if I went and saw Def Leppard by myself?
No, are they coming to town?
They are coming. What Def Leppard songs, Rob?
Would your friend go with you? Would Mike go with you? No,
I don't. He doesn't care about Def Leppard. No.
Where are they playing and when?
Tampa. Tickets for lawn seats are $44.
$44. Lawn seats.
That's why I'm saying I'll go by myself.
That's not even including all the fees and stuff that they'll charge you.
That's harsh.
He's also in another country band called Thirsty Boots.
Let's get drunk and walk all over.
Like what?
Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
It's a musical.
All right, sure it is.
About drag queens.
Right, of course it is.
Things I'm not aware of. For,
it was 45 for Lonsies, but it's Def Leppard and Kiss.
Oh.
But that doesn't explain why Motley Crue tickets are $45. Except it is Motley Crue and Alice Cooper.
There you go.
So, but I want to see these shows before these guys die, which is very soon.
Did your microphone just beat
you
up?
It did. Rob, what Def Leppard do you play? Because that's near and dear to my heart. I love Def Leppard. And maybe we'll play that out and they'll sue us on the way out of the show. So producer Rob hasn't been here for a while, so here he is. Producing us for the first time in a while.
Okay.
So we cross this off, and now I'm going to send it over to Erin, who is our lady on the street with all of the news stories that are fit to print.
I don't know if I like that title.
What, the lady on the street?
Yeah.
Well, do you like Bodacious Redhead better and Finest Pumpkin?
Yeah. Lady on the street makes me feel so dirty.
Our street walking news lady. It's not getting any better.
He didn't say lady on the corner.
I have breaking news. Turn this off. Demi Lovato's going back to brown hair color.
Oh.
Says it right there.
Like, oh my God.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Now, I liked her in blue.
Huh? I don't even know what color her hair was to begin with.
It was blue. I think Dave was right.
That's the only color I remember is blue. There are some people at my store that I work at fucking love her. Like,
it's messed up.
Like dudes.
Well, it's better than the Biebs.
Dudes who were like,
dude's a douche.
No, I like Miley.
I like Miley.
Yeah, I like Miley. None of her music.
Really? Have you heard her talk? I can't listen to her talk.
I've heard her sing, but I haven't heard her talk.
She was on.
Sadly, I could listen to her sing before I listened to her talk.
She was on.
At least the auto-tune helps. Take out the country.
She was on Leno before he went off the air and was pretty coherent and was like, you know, was like, oh, I'm just having fun. This, you know, I'm not, you know, not getting into any trouble. And they're like,
she gave advice
to Justin Bieber. It was like, she's like, just stay in your house. That's what she told. Just don't go out anymore.
Can we tell that to her?
Dudes, will see you next Thursday.
But
I'm
she's
telling you.
But she's not getting in any trouble. She's just not wearing
she's
any clothes.
Just annoying.
Sticking her tongue out. She's getting attention.
There was once this picture of her. Like, her whole face is made up, and then there's, like, an inch on both sides of her lip. It kind of looks like the Joker because she licked all of her makeup away. Yeah.
That's right, weird.
That can't taste good.
She's crazy. I won't go. Okay, I won't deny that. But she's not nearly as crazy as who was our friend that we were trying to court on the show for the longest time?
Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Bynes.
Wait, I just had news about her. Yes. She says that she did not have a mental illness.
Yeah, she says she's not schizophrenic.
Even though she got out of all of her legal troubles because she claimed mental illness.
Yes.
It was fun to make fun of her. Then
apparently marijuana caused it.
That's some good pot.
Now we can make fun of her again.
Yeah, we can totally.
That was some good pot.
Yeah.
That made her get facial nose surgery.
One of my favorite stories was she was clearly smoking in like her penthouse or whatever, and
She threw the bong out the window?
She threw the bong out the window. That's just one of the best stuff. And so they're like, we can't charge you on this. We can charge you with obstructing justice and tampering with evidence.
And littering.
Your favorite isn't when she lit her neighbor's driveway on fire?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good pot right there.
She's going to fashion design school, so she's going to be all over you all soon.
And yikes. She went to spring break in Cabo San Lucas, I believe, with her parents. Ew. Nerd.
I think they legally have to.
Oh, that's true. She had, there's, if you notice, if you have found that article, there's a bunch of pictures of her in a bikini.
Oh, I didn't scroll through that.
And she does not look terrible. I mean, she looks like she's eating regularly, not like she's super skinny or anything like that. She's no Lindsay Lohan, let's say, put it that way.
Oh.
Who's way too skinny for her own good.
Hugh Hefner celebrated his 88th birthday with a Casablanca movie night.
Skeletor.
It brings back so many memories for him. Is it every day a Casablanca movie night for him?
Is Casablanca like the first movie ever had, like, made love to some girl or something?
I don't know.
He probably wasn't even there.
For the event, Hef rounded up about 15 male friends and 28 ladies.
Ladies.
All dressed for the occasion.
I'll dress for the good, because they're normally not dressed for any occasion.
It doesn't say whether it was the males that were dressed or females. It just says dressed.
If Hugh Hefner, right in his last years, he goes, you know, I'm going the other way.
It says he wrote a letter to his younger self in honor of the occasion. I'm trying to see if there's a letter.
Is he time traveling?
I hope so. Dear younger me, use protection.
Don't get married so much. You save more money that way.
I don't know if it's going to work.
You were talking about like guys instead of girls. I was just picturing like the guys that would like paint all. It's just, it's weird.
Oh, bad, it's scene. Like a bad scene. Clip.
I really hate, I was telling this to Sarah, and I thought I was the only person that hated when I saw an interesting article on Yahoo. I'm like, oh, I want to read about this, and it's just a video.
Yeah.
Like, son of a bitch, I don't want to watch a video.
No.
I want to read with words.
And they don't even offer up like a transcript.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes they do.
Jimmy Fallon was caught up in a bar fight.
What?
Did he throw down?
Our good friend Jimmy Fallon?
Our good friend. A source tells the newspaper's Page Six Gossam column, there was a kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
A dust-up amongst other patrons. Jimmy was caught up in it, but was not hurt and turned around and left. It was not caused by him, and he was in and out in 5 minutes. So in other words, there was a fight somewhere near him.
Oh. I thought that was going to go underneath the radar.
Nope.
Other late night news.
I said that's what his wife said. He was in and out in 5 minutes.
Oh.
David Letterman, of course, is going to retire.
He's announced his retirement. He's going to retire sometime
next
year.
Stephen Colbert is going to replace him.
Stephen Colbert.
And he's not going to be doing his normal, like, way far and one wing sort of view.
He's going to be Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, he's going to be him.
Of all the people they were talking about replacing him, I thought it'd be funny if they replaced him with Nancy Grace.
Oh.
I was hoping, like, Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, I thought Craig Ferguson probably should have gotten the job. He was, like, never mentioned.
There were rumors that Chelsea Handler was going to get it, too, but
no,
I really
Craig
hate
Ferguson
her.
Got,
I didn't mention.
He got $5 million for not getting the job. Did you guys hear that?
And no.
Whenever he originally signed his
Nobody
contract.
Nobody ever offers me money when they don't give me a job.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's not
I
fair.
Want that to happen.
Basically, he had some sort of stipulation in his contract. If he was not offered the job first, that he would have to be bought out for $5 million.
That's
and so
awesome.
They did not offer it for him, and he is $5
million. I am going to start doing that every time I take a new job.
Does he get to keep his current job?
Apparently.
I guess so.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Right, good.
They can't replace both their people.
He's very funny. I've been listening to a lot of 24-hour comedy on iHeartRadio.
Oh, are they a sponsor now?
They are now. And he has a lot of clips on there. It's very funny. He's very funny.
Episode 133 brought to you by
iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God. I can't afford this, guy. Stop that.
Other news to make you feel old, because that's what we all want right now.
I'll feel older than all of you.
TV Land.
I love that show.
The channel.
Oh, that too.
Is now going to have a series with Hilary Duff. Lizzie McGuire is going to be on TV Land.
She's my age.
Do you know how long Lizzie
TV Land?
Jesus.
Which is like...
Which usually shows
by
classic
angry.
TVs.
She's angry about this.
Yeah.
Wait, just because Betty White has a show...
Well, no, it was originally for... To show like old...
Yeah.
It's like the
it
Nick
was
at
originally,
Night.
But it's
yeah,
not
Yeah,
really
it was
anymore.
A spinoff of Nick at Night.
Yeah. And they had Gilligan's Island back in the day. Now
they had Brady Bunch and
then different
Lucy.
Strokes started coming around.
Different strokes it takes.
Yeah.
Different
and now strokes. They have like that 70s show.
Really?
Dude.
Well, you know what? It's the
you
same.
Just don't watch it.
It's
I
the same.
It was still...
It's the same thing like classic rock. Classic rock now includes the 90s.
That's weird. As opposed to like just like Beatles and Elvis. And
well, the like
Eric Clapton.
To me, classic rock is 70s. pushing it early 80s. And once I was in the 90s and the 80s became classic rock, I'm like, holy crap, now 90s is including classic rock.
So you get like Nirvana.
Nirvana and Soundgarden are classic rock.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
Stone Temple Pilots got in the classic rock.
Hey, speaking of pilots.
Whoa.
See what I did there?
You're good.
Hey, airlines are in the news a lot.
Yeah. What's going on with the airlines, Aaron?
Well, we'll start clean.
Please, American.
Yep. A teenager was arrested for sending a threatening tweet to American Airlines. She tweeted, I'm not good at reading tweets, at American Air. Hello, my name's Ibrahim, and I'm from Afghanistan. I'm part of Al-Qaeda, and on June 1st, I'm going to do something really big. Bye. And they tweeted back, we take these threats very seriously. Your IP address and details will be forwarded to security and the FBI.
Ouch.
Did anything happen to her?
Yeah, she got arrested.
She was 14. Shot.
She's a 14-year-old Dutch girl.
14-year-old Dutch girl?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they make paint?
Yeah.
Dutch girl? I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
I'm throwing things out there now.
And if you have two of them, it's double Dutch.
A lot of people called her an idiot.
And, I'm so sorry.
Boo!
That's about all I got. All right. A lot of people called her an idiot.
Well, she is an idiot.
Yeah.
But speaking of idiots, please... Move on to the next story.
I don't have the story up, but U.S. Well, I don't want it up. It's gross.
The article I read gave a censored photo.
Oh, but well, my friends did not.
And then the one underneath it said, click here to see the uncensored photo, which I did.
So U.S. Airways, somebody at U.S. Airways is going to get fired.
It's an airplane place.
Yes, they are fired.
Fired.
So they retweeted a tweet that said something about U.S. Airways, I hate you, a plane flew into my...
Okay, no, hold on. This is the article. This was the tweet. This person tweeted that they were ticked off, more or less, that they were sitting on the runway and they were an hour late to their destination. Uh-huh. And so U.S. Airways replied, we hate it when our flights are late too. We're very sorry for your inconvenience. And then she replied back with, oh, well, thanks. Why didn't you respond to any of my other tweets that I was sending out? Why'd you wait for this one? And then... someone in U.S. Airways.
She tweeted, you ruined my spring break. I want free stuff. That was one of the first ones. Wow.
And then someone at U.S. Airways tweeted back something with her name on it and a photograph of a naked woman with her legs spread wide and a large model of an airplane shoved into her hoo-ha.
Oh, my God.
And basically said that was her.
I'm not bringing it up, Sarah. Stop looking for the picture. She keeps looking for the picture on my computer.
I got it. Hold on.
I didn't know what it was going to be.
This is terrifying. Please go on.
Snakes on a plane or something.
No.
Nope. So there was mixed reactions.
But then, U.S. Airways didn't take it down right away.
1 hour. Oh, no. It was up for 1 hour.
And accidentally retweeted it. So it showed up on their site twice.
That's kind of funny.
Someone's going to get fired for this.
Oh, yeah.
It's no longer right on the top of the Yahoo News anymore. Someone must have taken it down.
You're on top of the Yahoo News.
Son of a bitch.
Apparently someone also today tried to open the door on a Southwest flight.
Idiots.
They had to divert the plane to Omaha.
They tried to open the door in the air?
Yeah.
No thanks. That's not a good idea. Anybody, guys. Let's not try that again.
It was coming from Chicago. Are we sure Mikey's not flying anywhere?
He was driving. he was in some southern town with his family. Damn you. Wait. Here's the apology. It was a mistake, they said. I guess they did not mean to post someone's hoo-ha. And it was very graphic.
We apologize for the inappropriate image we recently shared in a Twitter response.
We recently shared, and they did. Share and share alike.
The lewd image was first tweeted at U.S. Airways from an individual's Twitter handle, yeah. And then U.S. Airways then accidentally included the image in response to another customer.
But
I found somebody tweeted it to them, and then...
The censored photo.
Yikes.
But you saw it? Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I've seen it. You don't have to show me.
I can't pull it up.
But the article that I had read had a whole bunch of tweets saying, like, best tweet ever, uh-huh. U.S. Airwaves.
That's what I saw, too.
Like, this is genius.
I can pull it up on my computer because I know who posted it. But I can't pull it up on my phone because that's my work phone. And I just
Do you think somebody was, like, emailing it to somebody else in the company? Like, this is her.
This is what I think of this bitch. Oh, shit. I just sent it out.
Oh, no. Oh!
See, I told you. Nobody listens to me. Did everyone hear about the... Do you have any more news?
Nah, that's all.
Everyone hear about the topless woman who...
Get it off the screen.
...who attacked a McDonald's?
No.
Oh, yeah. A topless woman attacked a McDonald's and then started eating ice cream from the machine with her hands.
That'd be awesome.
And where was this
at? I love
at?
Their ice cream.
St. Petersburg.
Ah, so Florida.
So Florida, of course. It's
of course.
The people who worked there videotaped the video, the security video, and tweeted, or not tweeted, but they YouTubed it out. They've both been fired.
I really think McDonald's needs a crackdown on their cell phone policy, because anytime something weird happens, all of their employees rip out their cell phones. Come on.
We had the craziest McDonald's experience, not the craziest, but a fairly odd McDonald's experience when we were in Hollywood, Florida.
Did they have to scrape you off the bathroom floor?
No. I was okay at this point. This kid, I don't even know what the hell he was talking about.
No.
But he had some crazy responses. He was like the only white guy in all a black McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hang with these guys, but he's like a real white nerd.
He was so
like, hey,
nerdy.
Guys. You know, if you go, are you guys hanging out tonight? You're going to go smoke some doobies or something? He talked like that. It was very odd.
It was way entertaining.
So he was like the white Urkel?
Yes. We did not want to leave.
I know. I couldn't listen to Dave because I was listening to this guy.
That's the excuse you gave.
We bought a grill last night at closing time at Lowe's. And
closing
the grill,
time.
In the SUV.
Oh, no.
So we're standing outside with one of the employees trying to like take off the sides of it because they gave us one that was fully assembled.
Hey, we've done that.
Oh, yeah. We did that at Walmart.
But
it was
then
a bummer.
Drunk guy came out of Lowe's with his dog, like a huge box. Boxer, like, because you can take dogs to Lowe's, apparently.
Oh, really?
Okay.
It's service animal.
Yeah, so he... No, was it wasn't.
It was my... It's a comfort dog.
The dog got tied around the tree. Like, he just kept walking in circles.
And
the guy's
dog.
Like, you know what you're gonna have to do? You can just strap it to the top of your car. You can just pull it behind your car. It's got wheels. Where do you live? Maybe I could walk with you.
Oh, no.
Why don't you strap it to the front like a deer?
Can you imagine us... pulling a grill and a drunk man down 27.
No. I can see that.
I was almost like, we need a call.
With the dog trotting.
That'd be awesome.
Nothing.
Put it on YouTube.
Nothing not about that.
We had to get
some McDonald's workers filming on
their We would pass a couple McDonald's. I'm sure it would be on film. So we had to get one in the box. Now Adam has to assemble it.
Oh, it sucks.
I know.
Have you seen our grill? It's about this big.
I was fine with that. He wanted a big honker.
I'm sorry, it's about this big.
So it's the size of a turkey?
But I wouldn't. I don't think you fit a turkey.
I don't think you can fit a turkey.
We have two broken grills behind our house.
I know. We're so white trash.
Well, one is covered. I tried to fix it, but I even bought the parts to fix it, but the screws are so corroded and rusted, I can't get them out. So there's nothing I could do. Damn Florida weather.
Bummer.
All right, well, now is a good time to end the show.
Oh, I was like, did somebody die?
No. We already talked about the death stuff.
Oh.
We also talked about Adam's vasectomy. I have nothing else on my list of things to talk about. Anyone else have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Aaron's making phone calls.
Easter's coming up.
Easter is coming. I hit a bunny rabbit on my way home from work last night or this morning.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. I don't know if I killed it or not. It was real disturbing because he came darting out. I'm like, and there was nothing I could do. Officer, there was nothing I could do. I heard a slight thump, and I looked to my rearview mirror, and it was... It was rolling.
So
I didn't run over it. Okay,
but you clipped it.
I clipped it as it was running. I kept going. It was 4:30 in the morning. I couldn't stop for a bunny rabbit. I'm sorry.
That's really sad.
That was sad. I was thinking about going back and checking to see if he was still there, to then know at least I finished the job.
Dear family of the bunny rabbit.
Dear little bunny foo foo.
I'm sorry your father could not be back here.
Oh, God. Let's see. Me, Mario. Anyone have anything to promote? Adam is going to be, what, he's teaching improv? He's doing the improv trick thing, whatever it's doing. What is that thing called? No, he's doing his improv show as well. He's doing Lend Me a Tenor. So that's what Adam's doing. Rhino, what do you got coming up?
I just posted a couple of episodes of the show.
The Rhino show?
The Rhino show, yeah. So for more information, probably Twitter. I am Rhino.
I am Rhino.
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. Sarah, do you have anything to promote?
SarahPrettyFun.etsy.com.
Please buy stuff from us. Not from us, from her. I've done absolutely nothing. I was not able to get any artwork to make stickers, so I did not give any away. I did not promote the show at all.
Nice work.
Good job, guys. Aaron, anything to promote?
No.
No? No, good.
Oh, but big things in the works.
Oh, thank you. Someone's got to have big things in the works. I am working on this show and editing it, so it'll be out, as well as the bonus show will be out as well.
Episode 133.5.
133.5. I think that's all we have for this evening's show. Unless anyone else has anything they want to throw in at the last second, which is going to make the show even longer?
No.
Excellent. On behalf of me, I'm Dave, your host of Another Ways Podcast. Ryan O, the part-time Ryan O, Crafty Sarah, the bodacious redhead Aaron, the precocious Miliana, and on assignments, the number 29 going on 30 Adam, and then producer Rob, who joined us this evening. Hey, everybody. Have a great night, and let's all do this again sometime, shall we? See you.